This week, WKNO's Culture Desk goes inside the Brooks Museum to learn the secret history behind one of the museum's treasures. Here's curator Stanton Thomas on Anthony Van Dyck's portrait of Henrietta Maria.
The woman seen in profile wears enormous pearls around her neck and in her hair. At her throat is an emerald brooch. Henrietta Maria was a French princess who, at 15, was married to England's King Charles I in 1625. Wedded life started badly. Henrietta was a Roman Catholic from an enemy country. She spoke poor English and spent way too much money. Her husband's infatuation with the Duke of Buckingham didn't help matters, though their relationship improved after the Duke was assassinated. Sadly, as their love grew, England became more unstable. Henrietta fled the country, selling her jewels to raise money for her husband. Charles was beheaded, leaving Henrietta alone and impoverished. One wonders if the Queen's jewels in this portrait were sold to help her husband. To her right, cut off by the canvas, is a faint image of another figure, which might be Charles. Perhaps Van Dyck himself, also a Roman Catholic and a foreigner who is keenly aware of the political tension in England, included this ghostly and prophetic image as a reminder of how cruel and fickle fate can be. While the Queen may have sacrificed her jewels to her husband's lost cause, perhaps her most lasting gift to America was her name. The subject of our painting, Henrietta Maria, is the Mary in the state of Maryland. I'm Stanton Thomas, curator of European and decorative art at the Brooks Museum.
Visit WKNOFM.org to see this week's featured work of art.